Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 2nd of December, the 337th day of 2024, with only 29 days ahead of us on our way to 2025. We are now in what once was the 10th month of the Roman calendar before they created January and February. The first month would now look backwards to the previous year and forwards to the new year, and the second would be a month of purification before launching the agricultural season in March. But for us moderns, we have entered the portion of the year when capitalism runs amok, devastating consumer bank accounts for the sake of keeping corporate activity alive. Language is, of course, one of the first casualties, with phrases such as, "the more you spend, the more you save," sounding like no one has any sense anymore, all puns intended. Today, however, most of us have recovered from Thanksgiving Day festivities, yet notice I am not making any generalizations about how folks are managing after the widespread assault of Black Friday mercantilism, other than to note the ubiquitous smell of burning plastic. Gratefully, my girlfriends and my Thanksgiving was mercifully simple, even sparing a turkey. Instead, we baked a fine pepperoni pizza in our uni wood-fired oven and made a tasty pumpkin pie in our cast-iron Dutch oven. A peaceful gathering with our Maine coons, followed by the fireside hearth. This coming Friday is my girlfriend Kathleen's birthday. She'll be 29. Happy birthday, Kathleen. Apropos of the season, here are some lines called Laughter from Turkish poet Rustu Onur. A tree and a fruit, and this golden lip on the coral cups, laughter. A step song and another, a fruit of tranquility, and the secret of becoming, fill up this bowl. Stop this pretense. This is a moment of becoming, an approximation to God. Heavenward, late this afternoon, for about a half hour after sunset, our slender, waxing crescent moon will drift low along the western horizon, while the brilliant planet Venus shines diagonally to the upper left. And early evening tomorrow and the day after, the proximity of our moon and the planet Venus will appear quite close. Today in 1409, the University of Leipzig opened. Today in 1823, U.S. President James Monroe enunciated the premise that the U.S. would not interfere in European affairs, although the U.S. sphere of interest would include the entire Western Hemisphere, a notion henceforth to be declared as the Monroe Doctrine. Today in 1927, paleoanthropologist Davidson Black announced to the Geological Society of China that ancient human fossils from Zhukodian, China, were a new species which he named Sinanthropus pekinensis, a.k.a. Peking Man, and eventually Homo erectus. Today in 1957, Sam Cooke's single You Send Me reached number one on the charts. Today in 1983, the music video for Michael Jackson's song Thriller was aired on MTV. Today in 1960, paleoanthropologist Louis Leakey discovered a 1 million-year-old Homo erectus in Olduvai, Tanzania. And today in 1970, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency began under Director William Ruckelshaus. Today in 1925, in Grosse Pointe, Michigan, nurse Elsie Smith and investment banker William Harris welcomed their middle child, Julie, into the world. Her father sent Julie to finishing schools, where, she says, "I was very plain, all knobby knees, so when boys failed to notice her, she went to the movies. The movies became almost a sickness to me," Julie would later remark. After training at the Perry Mansfield Performing Arts School and camp in Colorado, Julie was encouraged by her mentor there, Charlotte Perry, to attend the Yale School of Drama, which Julie did for a year. In 1952 and 1956, she won Tonys for her performances in I Am a Camera and The Lark, respectively, though during that time she was already becoming probably best known for her film roles, such as the one in which she starred opposite James Dean in 1955's East of Eden. During her lifetime, Julie would win 5 Tonys, 3 Emmys, and a Grammy. According to theatrical historian Peter Hay, Julie Harris was confident of her skills, Once, as Julie was about to be presented to Queen Elizabeth II at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., Julie critically watched the Queen moving down the reception line. Then Harris quietly observed to a fellow actor, "I could play her better than that." Today is also the birthday in 1859 of French post-impressionist painter Georges Seurat. In 1866, African-American baritone and composer Harry Burley. In 1884, of American actress Ruth Draper. In 1889, of American actor William Gaxton. In 1890, of American jazz pianist Fate Marabelle. In 1908, of American actor Robert Simon. In 1915, of American newspaper publisher Randolph Hearst. In 1916, of American jazz saxophonist Charlie Ventura. In 1917, of American jazz singer Sylvia Sims. In 1923, of American soprano Maria Callas. In 1931, of American jazz pianist Wynton Kelly. In 1940, of American writer and actress Connie Booth. In 1942, of American rock vocalist and drummer Ted Blueshell. In 1944, of American actress Kathy Lee Crosby and of Israeli-American songwriter Gabriel Meckler. In 1946, of Italian fashion designer Gianni Versace. In 1954, of American news host Stone Phillips. In 1960, of British rock bassist Rick Savage. In 1968, of American actress Lucy Liu. In 1973, of Yugoslavian-American tennis player Monica Seles. In 1978, to Portuguese-Canadian singer-songwriter Nelly Furtado, and in 1981 of American singer and dancer Britney Spears. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Here's to the 11th full week of autumn and to the 49th week of 2024.